This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello and welcome in, listeners, out great radio stations like 98 Rock, California's rock station in beautiful Sacramento, California. Also, our friends down in New Orleans at Bayou 95.7 and 97.9 CPR Rocks in Biloxi, Mississippi. Big show for you today. The game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Hello. Hola.
Hey, Ryan. Are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Team sober.
All right, Ryan, this is impressive. All of our contestants today on Big Dummy have been sober, and if you're reading anything on the internet, you know that most people are drunk all day these days.
Oh, what did they say? Alcohol sales up about 55%
in the last month. All right, Ryan, you got to live for 2 weeks on one of these frozen pizzas. Will it be the frozen Hawaiian, the broccoli crust, the rice crust, or the cauliflower pizza?
I'm going to have to go with the Hawaiian.
Jeez. Do you like a Hawaiian pizza normally?
I don't mind it. It's not my favorite, but right. I'll eat it.
We're going to eat it for 2 weeks, so hope you like it.
Oh, by the way, Miles, we got a comment here. It says, Canterbury Tales is not boring at all. Chaucer made innuendos the whole time, and the priest and the nun are always sneaking off to bone in the bushes.
Hmm. We're going to bone in the bushes.
Let me get in that fanny. All right, here is your question. Boxer Larry Holmes is the only man to knock out who during a heavyweight title fight?
Mike Tyson?
Ali?
Yep, Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
How many horizontal rows of stars are there on the American flag?
Eight?
Ah, so close. Nine.
Damn.
Huh. I don't know if I'd have known that one. I'd have to do the quick math, obviously. But see, like, to me, you'll be like, all right, well, then, how many is it high?
Right, so there's 50 stars. Yeah, right.
So they can only do, like, 5 times 9 is 45. So where do they fit the other 5 in? But then they have longer rows, and some of them are shorter. So it all makes sense.
Because generally, you just think about the 50 stars and the 13 stripes.
That's it. Right. Then he asked this question. I realized this morning, I have no idea. All right, here is your question. What Ridley Scott movie features Tom Cruise trying to save the last unicorn? I have seen this movie and didn't even realize that's what the hell it was about.
I have no idea.
I don't either. The Last Samurai?
Legend. I saw the movie years ago.
Tom Cruise can do anything.
He can save unicorns.
He can save Pittsburgh. Guy's amazing.
Jump out of planes.
God, that is a deep reference. I've seen that movie, Vic. I forget about it till you mention it.
Wasn't there two?
What was the name of it? He's like a high school football player.
No, that was All the Right Moves.
Yeah.
Well, this is the movie that he did where he was like, they've done two now? Is it not, it's not Jack Reacher or something like that?
Does he say Pittsburgh and Jack
Reacher? He's saying Pittsburgh, yeah.
They've done... Why would he do that?
He opens up the still
mills. I mean, look,
again.
I'm not saying it. Whatever the case, there's at least two Jack Reacher movies. I will still argue
Jack Reacher.
Do his finest roles, I would say, in Taps.
Taps is great.
Loses his mind and starts to smoke people. And what's the one Ben Stiller movie? Tropic Thunder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's had some good movies.
Risky Business.
He's made a thousand movies. He has to have had some good movies. You can't make that many movies.
It's not a bad movie. It's campy as hell.
Yeah, what's the old saying? Even a clock's right twice a day.
Yeah, right. Like a broken clock's right.
There you go.
If you make that many movies, there has to be.
Days of Thunder.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. What plant is used to make tequila?
Agave?
That is correct. And hopefully you're drinking tequila that is made from that plant, because if you're not,
you're not drinking tequila.
Horrible morning. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dummy. Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Bill?
Are you there, Bill?
Boobies and beer, bitches.
Hola. Billy on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
Team Not Sober.
All right, Bill, welcome to the show. Let's see here. You got to live for 2 weeks on one of these frozen products. Will it be the frozen Hawaiian pizza, the broccoli crust pizza, the rice crust pizza, or the cauliflower pizza?
So the one thing I want to make perfectly clear, I would never buy any of these. That's my choices, cauliflower.
Cauliflower it is.
People are loving the cauliflower.
Well, no votes on rice crust pizza so far.
No.
That is the one I would take.
I'm loving
rice crust.
The cauliflower. But that's what you gave me.
Have you ever tried cauliflower pizza?
I have. It sucks.
Okay. Thanks for the honest review.
All right. Well, there we are.
Yeah.
All right. Here is your question. What slang term for the stomach is also the highest scoring ailment in the game Operation?
Appendicitis?
The bread basket.
Bread basket. That's the highest scoring thing?
Yeah. Stomach.
Huh. I think the rubber band is the easiest one.
Where was the rubber band?
In the arm or something.
All right. I remember, like, as a kid, I remember I was good at it, and then you realize it's that because I'm not smoking yet, I haven't tried drugs yet, I do not drink alcohol yet, I'm not old yet, so you have a real steady hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now
it takes a very steady hand.
Yeah, right. Now, basically, you kill the patient as soon as I go down there, man.
Sorry.
Why are your hands shaking? You nervous? Like, no, I'm a drunk.
Why would your nose light up if you did something wrong?
I know. Oh, that hurt. My nose is red. All right. Here is your question. Madonna, Duran Duran, Paul McCartney, Tina Turner, Sheena Easton, and Chris Cornell, they all sang a theme for what movie character?
Wow. I don't even have a guess.
Think about it.
Madonna, Duran Duran, Paul McCartney, Tina Turner, Sheena Easton, Chris Cornell. It's one character. They
Paul
all
McCartney
sang
and Wings.
Was that with Wings? What was your guess?
Bond?
That is correct.
Yeah. There you go. Damn.
You remember that Paul McCartney did Live and Let Die.
Yes, he did Live and Let Die. And so this morning, I'm like, did he do that with Wings? I was trying to be right. And trust me, I don't like the song enough to Google it. I should do better research, but that's honestly what it is. I'm like, man, was it Wings or Paul? I hate that song. I don't care. I just know he sang it, so I'll say Paul McCartney.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Amber. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola, Amber. Amber, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Well, I guess not sober.
Okay. Amber, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
I can't wait to find out what you're going to live on for 2 weeks. Will it be frozen Hawaiian pizza, broccoli crust pizza, rice crust pizza, or cauliflower pizza?
I think a lot of things taste good on rice, so I'll say rice.
I'm right there with you.
How many of these different types of pizza have you actually tried?
Unfortunately, the Hawaiian.
All right.
Hey, I'm going Hawaiian.
Chad, why?
Because.
Yeah, Ted.
Yeah, I like Hawaiian pizza. I'll try it frozen.
But it has pineapple on it. You don't put pineapple on pizza.
Thank you, Amber.
I do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, Thrill, how's your area today?
It sucks. It still hurts, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate you asking about my testicles, in case anyone's wondering. But
it's better than pineapple pizza.
Yeah, it's better. I would rather deal with this than eat a frozen Hawaiian pizza. That puts it in. And this sucks, but I would still take this.
We're waiting for it to pop. We'll know, because all the goo will start running down his leg and he won't notice it.
Or you'll hear me just scream in relief.
I can't wait for the update.
Oh, yeah. We'll be sure to post pictures.
Yeah, we will.
All right. It looks like two walnuts and a little Crown Royal bag. All right. Here's your question. This is mostly for Boy Scouts out there. You guys should know the answer to this, Miles Mike. What city is home to the annual All-American Soapbox Derby? It's the kind of city that would be excited to tell you that they're the home of the All-American Soapbox Derby. So take anywhere you'd want to visit off the list.
Let's say Cleveland, Ohio.
I know it's in Ohio.
Oh, my God, you're so close.
Is it Akron?
Akron, Ohio.
Akron.
Oh.
You're not far away. I mean, Amber, if you look at a map and you see how right close you are, you're a half-hour drive away.
But you recognize through the hints it's somewhere you'd never want to go, and so you guess Cleveland. All I said is picture a city that you don't want to go to.
Honestly, in that area of the country, there's a lot to go to and do. I mean, you might not want to live in
like
Ohio. What? But as far as all the amusement parks up there, like Six Flags.
All right, that's the summer.
In the north part, you can also go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
That's once
you
every 15
months. You can
go to
the Pro Football Hall of Fame, if I'm not mistaken.
Canton, Ohio.
In Canton, Ohio. There are attractions in that area.
Okay, so you're saying on a visit.
Yes, if you want to go there, there are stuff to do.
You'll watch Bodybuilders in Columbus.
Okay.
The Arnold Classic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we're selling Ohio.
They're not doing real well right now. I think they're
not selling Ohio.
I'll say this about Toledo. Drove by a pump once.
Well, Northeast Ohio's got some stuff. If you get to Southwest Ohio, you got Dayton and Cincinnati.
The Queen City.
Mm-hmm.
No one will identify the Queen because that Queen refers to remain anonymous. Here is your question. What country's population hit the 1 billion mark in 2000?
What country?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's got to be China, right?
Nope. India.
Yeah.
All right, Amber, here is your question. A butter bean is another name for what type of bean?
I'm going to say lima bean.
That's a butter bean?
Yeah.
Oh, they're terrible. That's not a bean. That's a vegetable.
That's what I mean. I feel like it's...
Lima bean is just said bean, but it's really a vegetable. Am I reading that wrong?
I think it's just a green
bean. Wait, are beans not vegetables?
What I'm saying is a lima bean.
Technically,
right?
They're fruits,
you get
I
it
think.
In the frozen food section. You get it in the vegetables. How in the hell is that a bean? They call it a lima bean, but it's not a bean.
But it's the same as like a tomato. It's a fruit, but you're not putting it next to the bananas. You know what I mean? Like,
gotcha.
If you like vegetables, you'll like this fruit.
More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Head Chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Head Chef is back, and it's all about delivery food, as is your life these days. Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up right after the game known as Big Dummy 844-999. Hola, Steve, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Shannon. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Shannon, what team are you playing for today?
Sober.
Team Sober for Shannon.
Why, week after week, there's one thing I notice. Everyone who calls in, if they are on Team Sober, no one ever, ever sounds happy about being sober.
Well, it's early, Shannon. You got time. Hey, Shannon, our men's room poll. Live for 2 weeks on one of these frozen pizza options. Will it be the frozen Hawaiian pizza? Will it be the broccoli crust pizza, the rice crust pizza, or the cauliflower pizza?
I'll have to go with Hawaiian.
Hawaiian.
Yeah.
All right. We won't hold that against you.
Okay.
I might. We'll see. All right, let's see. Your first question. What popular kid show features TV characters named after famous artists?
Well, it's not Bert and Ernie, right?
Not Bert and Ernie, no.
No idea.
How long has it been on?
Oh, I want to say it started in the 80s. A couple different incarnations. Mostly animated. They've made movies.
Smurfs?
No. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
Right into the turtles, yeah.
Correct.
All right. Here is your next question. What is the smallest prime number?
Everybody's yelling, stupid, answer the question. I don't know.
Stupid, answer the question.
Yeah. Well, Miles was a little late, so it seemed like he was rubbing it in, but I assure you that's not it. What do you think it's a?
Three?
Two.
Ah!
Two. Right. Almost everybody says three. I said three, but it's two. Don't feel bad.
I feel bad. I had no idea.
Well, no, what you do, this is how you make yourself sound smart, right? So I ask the question, and then when I say two, you go, oh, that's right. Then it just seems more like you forgot. Victory! All right, good news. All right, here is your question. What planet is Mr. Spock from? Mr. Spock.
I do not know.
Pointy ears, terrible haircut.
Vulcan?
He is, in fact, from Vulcan. He's a Vulcan from Vulcan.
I knew that.
Ha. See, all you have to do is tell us, Shannon, and you get the question
right. No, I don't believe her. I think you just took my advice and did the,
That was really good acting then.
See?
Thank you.
I'm here to help.
I mean, you sold me.
That's what I mean. All you got to do is say that and people think you're smarter than you are.
Okay. I don't think you're that stupid now, Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Worse that easy.
I'm really not.
See, you did it again.
See?
This is great acting. She
took my advice. All right, I have confidence in you in this question. What singer is affectionately referred to as the boss?
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. There we go, Shannon. Right in the wheelhouse.
Love you, love you too.
Love you too. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big
that
game.
That is always awkward.
Well, I don't know if she's going to say that. So I'm like,
She always closes her conversations with I love you.
As you say, sometimes like friends or somebody in your family will do that as you're hanging up the phone. I love you. Guess I don't love you.
Yeah, not as much.
We ended this conversation at a different time.
Guess who it is, Dad?
James,
welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
James, you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Team Sober.
All right, James, welcome to the show. Our men's room poll. There's only a few frozen pizzas left in the cases these days. These are a few, believe it or not, based on real grocery stores around the country. So is it going to be 2 weeks on frozen Hawaiian pizza, broccoli crust pizza, rice crust pizza, or cauliflower pizza?
I'll take my chances with the frozen Hawaiian.
Chances with the frozen Hawaiian.
Welcome.
All right, here is your first question. What NFL player graced the cover of Madden NFL 17? I can give you a massive hint. It was not Tom Brady, but he played for the New England Patriots.
How many Maddens are there?
In the year 2017.
Oh,
so
the year 2017.
Madden 17, right.
All right.
Why do you look so concerned? What was your guess?
Gronkowski?
Gronk! One and done, James. Nice work.
Yeah, if it's not Brady, but he played for the Pats, like, right, it's Gronkowski.
And marketable, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hola.
Dave, are you sober or not sober today?
Sober.
Sober, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Still okay. Working.
Dave, for 2 weeks, you got to live on one of these frozen pizzas. Will it be the frozen Hawaiian, the broccoli crust, the rice crust, or the cauliflower pizza?
I gotta go with cauliflower.
Cauliflower and frozen Hawaiian are doing really well here on the poll.
Which blows my mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, here is your question. The capital cities of Bismarck, Jefferson City, and Pierre are all located on which river? The Missouri, the Mississippi, or the Colorado?
So Bismarck's in North Dakota.
Uh-huh. Jefferson City.
That'd be the Missouri?
One and done for Dave. Get out of here. I was going to guess the Mississippi, but I
I think Dave might actually be smart when you go, well, that's in North Dakota, so it's got to be the Missouri.
Right.
That's not how my brain works.
Me neither.
I say, hey, repeat those three again.
Game is Big W, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Emmett. Welcome to the men's room.
Big W.
Hola. Emmett, are you sober or not sober?
Well, I only woke up a short time ago, so I'm still sober.
Okay. How much time do you normally give yourself from the moment you wake up to the time that you're not?
Well, I'm almost done with my coffee, so I'll crack a beer once I'm done with my coffee.
Good idea. Good. It's always good to poop first. Yeah. All right, Emmett, what's your men's room poll choice here? You got to live on 2 weeks on a frozen pizza. Will be the frozen Hawaiian broccoli crust, rice crust, or cauliflower pizza?
I'm going to have to go with the cauliflower crust.
Getting cauliflower crust. Now in the lead.
That makes no sense to me.
All right. I got to be honest. Right. If we had been out having a few beverages and I said, here's frozen pizza, you probably wouldn't notice.
Probably, but you also preface that with you've had a few beverages. Let's assume I'm sober and we're going to sit down and eat something.
I just can't imagine getting the pizza where I don't want to go back for another slice. That's the weird thing. Like, no, I'm good. I'm just good with this one little slice. Thanks.
Yeah, that rarely happens. Not just the one.
No, just the one. It's good.
All right, here is your question. Oil wrestling. It's the national sport of what country?
Oil wrestling?
I'm not making this up, man. It is the national sport of what country? Ted already guessed it correct.
Greece?
No, it's Turkey.
Turkey. Not a bad guess. Turkey? Yeah, Turkey.
Yeah, dude. They, like, go out in these massive fields, and you're just wearing, like, old school pants.
Right.
And it's big dudes. And then they get oil poured on them, and they wrestle. And you got to, like, slam the dude on the ground. I mean, it's intense. I know it sounds a little
ridiculous.
Right.
But
like, oh, a bunch of oil wrestling dudes. But the Turkish dudes are not playing around.
Okay. Why don't they put that in the Olympics? Like, I would watch that.
Yeah.
I would watch that over watching shot put, honestly. All right. Here's your question. What North American mammal is also known as the prairie wolf or the bush wolf? That was my nickname in high school. I wish it was. Sadly, it wasn't, but they called me the bush wolf.
Because I'm a wolf.
Yes, it is, in fact, the coyote. Not me.
Bush wolf.
What up, bush wolf?
Yeah, the bush. Then teen bush wolf.
Oh, this guy?
Would you go see Bush Wolf if I made the movie?
It depends on what the movie
team
was
bush
about.
Wolf.
Teen Bush
all
wolf?
All right.
No.
No.
No. I'd see regular Bush Wolf. You put the teen in front of it, I'm out.
If I ever get in porn, that's going to be my nickname.
Glycerine.
The Bush Wolf.
Our game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Sounds like teen. Dummy!
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Jason, I got you on team sober based on the fact I hear you driving there.
Yep.
Men's room poll live for 2 weeks. Will it be on frozen Hawaiian pizza, broccoli crust, rice crust, or cauliflower pizza?
Gotta be Hawaiian.
All right. Take the Hawaiian. No one else is buying it.
So many people are picking Hawaiian pizza, and yet every picture we got from this article, no one is buying.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had a frozen Hawaiian. I love it out of the pizza shop, though.
I'm with you, dude. And, right. But I'm saying, in this case, I'd start buying them.
Yeah, well,
oh,
yeah.
What the hell with it? I'm going to buy one tonight.
You should. And then let us know.
Yeah.
Because I hear they're available. All right, here's your question. Where were the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights all stored during World War II? It's an army post in the South.
Fort Benning, Georgia.
Fort Knox.
Fort Knox.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Yep.
The famous place with the gold.
Which also, Todd, don't want to put them there. Because, like, if I'm going to start just ripping ass in your country, right, I care less about your documents than I do about your gold. That's just me. But don't put them all in one place. I've taken all my valuables and all of my cash and my kids' birth certificates, and I put them in one location. All right. Here's your question. What was the first toy to be advertised on television? This toy also makes an appearance in the Toy Story movies.
Makes an appearance. wouldn't be the piggy bank, would it?
Ooh, not a bad guess.
Mr. Potato Head?
Mr. Potato Head.
Big Wheel wasn't far behind.
What's that?
The Big Wheel wasn't far behind.
What southern state produces nearly half of America's rice? As a hint, it's also the home to Hot Springs National Park.
I'm going to have to take a shot in the dark and say Texas.
Is it Arkansas?
Hey, hey, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love rice. Dirty rice is my favorite, you know what I'm saying?
I make it myself. Put a couple patties on the bed.
All you need is meat and rice. That makes it dirty. The meat makes it dirty.
All right, here is your question. Name one of the two planets that do not have a moon.
Venus.
What's the other one?
You got a guess, man.
Uranus?
No, Uranus has a pretty big moon, doesn't it?
That's a couple of them, yeah.
Yeah, they're big moons.
Bigger the planet, the
I'll
more
say
moons.
Saturn.
No.
Mars.
No, that's two.
Jupiter.
No, Jupiter is the most. Just to give you an idea. Oh, boy.
Mercury, because it's so small?
Mercury.
Well, it's a moon size anyway.
It's a tiny planet. Look, the bigger your planet, the more moons you will probably have, because basically you're just catching stuff with your gravity. So Jupiter has an S ton of moons, because it's big, and if you go by, it doesn't really let you go. It says, oh, you're a moon now.
Hmm.
And you get stuck in orbit. Mercury is a little pissant thing. Venus, I don't know why, but...
Probably because it's so gaseous. No one wants to be around it. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Big Dummy!
Jupiter sounds like a drunk girl at the end of the bar. Go by the orbit. You're in it now.
So you tried to walk by. I got your ass in my orbit. Yeah, basically, that's what the planet's doing. It's a drunk girl that ain't letting you go home.
Oof.
All right. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Matty on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
I am sober.
Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to do the frozen pizza lifestyle for 2 weeks. Will it be frozen Hawaiian, broccoli crust, rice crust, or cauliflower pizza?
I'm going to have to go with Hawaiian.
Another vote for Hawaiian. Mm. Only one vote for broccoli and rice crust so far as our contestants are concerned.
I would take the rice. Out of those options, I would take the rice crust.
I mean,
I don't hate rice. Wrong. Rice has no flavor, but it gets crispy if you do things right. That's my line of thinking.
I'm going to go cauliflower.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. On a cat, where would you find Henry's pockets?
Ooh, that sounds dirty.
Yes, it does.
Ooh, Henry's pockets. Is it where the tail connects to the cat, like right there on their back?
Nope. That would be the ears. Rob, why do you know that, or is that a guess? Just a guess.
I don't know why that's funny, man. Be like, yeah, where the tail connects.
No, it just sounds like those cats with, like, the smooshed ears, like a little...
Oh, right.
I don't know. It's a guess, yeah.
Yeah, Henry's pockets. It does sound dirty, though. All right, multiple choice question for you. How long, on average, does it take food to pass through the human body? 15 hours, 28 hours, or 53 hours? So 15, 28, or 53 hours?
What was it?
How long, on average, does it take food to pass through the human body?
Is
24
an answer?
15?
53.
53?
It does?
On average.
Well, I feel like I see corn the next day.
Corn is going to zip through your body and get there, right?
Kale.
But yeah, that's what the kale isn't necessarily traveling out of you with the same passengers it went into you with, right?
All right.
So, like, corn, I don't know, eat mashed potatoes, eat corn. Mashed potatoes, we're going to take our time. The corn's, like, in a hurry. Places to be, things to do. All right, here's your question. In what month is the Earth closest to the sun?
January.
Okay, nice work. Very good. Only three questions.
I love how uncertain he sounded when he got it right.
The game is Big Dummy. 844-999-0.
The game is Big Dummy.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the
Big
Men's Room.
Dummy.
Steve, you there?
Steve.
Hey.
Hola.
Yeah, liquor and ore.
Liquor and ore, Steve.
Attaboy, Steve.
At least you got half that. All right, Steve, sober, not sober today.
Oh, I was sober earlier, but it's, I guess, not sober.
What got you to your non-sober state?
Oh, I have a couple hits off the green pipe and a couple beers.
Oh, good for you.
Nice.
All right, Steve. Yeah. We got a food for you. You got to live on it for 2 weeks. Frozen pizza style. Will it be frozen Hawaiian broccoli crust pizza, rice crust pizza, or cauliflower pizza?
I got to go with the broccoli.
Broccoli, huh? No, you don't have to. You really, really.
Well, yeah, I eat it a lot, and I like it.
You eat a lot of broccoli, huh?
Okay. Well, I get fed a lot of it. Yeah. Yes, I like it.
You get fed a lot of it. Okay. I see what's happening.
Yeah. I understand. That clears up a lot. All right. Here's your question. And what year was the first Air Jordan sneaker released? Same year the Purple Rain was released, Soviet Union boycotted the Olympics.
That would be probably right around 86.
88?
84.
Oh, 1984.
I
like that I added the Soviet Union boycott of the Olympics, and you went for one of those weird years where the Olympics is not happening. I'll go 86.
All right. All right.
All right, here's your question. Like, I tried.
Okay, God, you had me confused there.
I'm confused again. See, it's all that damn broccoli you eat.
Yep, it's gone to his head.
Yeah.
Or his florette.
Yeah, your old florette head here. All right, here's your question. There are three base units of measurement for the metric system. Meter, gram, and what?
Kilometer?
That's in the meter family.
Wait, but say it again.
So you have the three basic units of measurement for the metric system. So meter, which does distance, right?
Yeah.
So kilometer, millimeter, whatever. It's a length of space. Gram, which is weight. So it could be a milligram.
Calorie.
You could be... Nope. Come on, man. It's one of the few things, other than
ounces.
Drugs, one of the few things outside
grams.
Of drugs that we buy that uses the metric system is probably in a lot of people's refrigerators right now.
You got me.
Liter.
Oh.
People have a liter,
like
stuff,
a liter
2 liter bottle.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll take a liter of soda, liter of cola.
Question number five, Matt.
All right, real quick. In what part of the UK is Hogwarts School located? England, Scotland, Wales, or Ireland?
What located?
Hogwarts from Harry Potter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Scotland.
What did you guess?
Scotland.
Oh, you are right. You know your Hogwarts, Matt. Very good.
Pretending he didn't know.
He's a Potterhead.
I know.
You're listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head Chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes, all about the delivery food.
Yeah, when you get it.
Yeah, Head Chef coming
get
up. And delivers on the way, too. Yeah, right after the
damn
game.
Damn right it is, Miles.
844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Pat. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey,
Tony. Hola. Pat, you playing for Team Sober, Team Not Sober today?
I'm not sober as of about 10 seconds ago.
All right, Pat, good for you. Our men's room poll, you got to live for 2 weeks on one of these frozen pizzas. Pat, will it be a frozen Hawaiian, a broccoli crust, a rice crust, or a cauliflower crusted pizza?
You boys are going to hate me, but I'm going broccoli.
Broccoli it is.
Chopping broccoli.
Only vegetable I'll eat.
Broccoli is the only vegetable you eat?
Yep.
I mean, look, I wish I liked broccoli. I wish I liked vegetables.
What about in a beef and broccoli? Still no?
You know me.
All right.
There's on my plate will be a pile of greasy-looking broccoli, and all the beef's gone. If I've had a cup, was it oodles of noodles, cup of noodles, whatever it is. Someone made fun of me because, like, you dip your fork in, you kind of twirl the pasta around. I look at my fork, there's a pea on top. They blew it off. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, really.
And oh, I want peas the pea. Are terrible.
So when you look at the bottom of my juicy little thing, there's like little carrot squares and peas floating everywhere. All right. Yeah, I know it's childish. I don't care. All right. Well, my first question for you, man. Have you ever been to jail?
No.
Okay. How about in the game of Monopoly? Because a Monopoly, if you pay to get out of jail, how much does it cost?
$200.
$500. $50.
Oh, that's it?
Oh, it's 50 bucks.
50?
What kind of rules are you guys playing, man?
What the hell of a deal?
I guess I had a felony.
Yeah, man. I mean, you must have had a prior when they took your ass to jail.
$10,000.
All right. Your question. What team plays at the oldest stadium in the NFL?
Oh, hell, that's a good one.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's got to be, like, the Browns.
I have two guesses on this, depending.
Right, because I think they keep... I'm with you, but they keep redoing them.
Right. Now, last year...
And they have updated the stadium,
year,
but...
Last did not the Rams play in the L.A. Coliseum?
They did. Oh,
I'm not thinking about that.
No, they are not.
I'm thinking about Green Bay or Chicago. Because Soldier Field, they've made updates to, but it's still Soldier. Sure. I'm going to say Green Bay.
They have Lambeau as well. Lambeau's probably the right answer, but I'm thinking it's...
Soldier Field for Chicago, It is. It's actually older than Lambeau, but they both updated. So. Okay. On the line there, Forks Batman, we got more questions for you.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.